So when I talk today, when I say we did this, I'm referring to collectively either Table Rock Lake Water Quality or Ozark Water Watch, because we brought the two organizations together and increased our projects and our staff. I'm the president of Ozark Water Watch up until, well, actually maybe February 1st will be when I'm no longer executive director. We have hired a new executive director. She's been in the national arena for the last, at least 2 years, and then another state arena. We're not at this time going to announce her name, but it's exciting. She's going to be the executive director. I'm not going anywhere for a few years, although at some point in time in the not too distant future, I may try to retire. I'm going to be 67 this year, so in a few years I may see what I can do there. So she's going to be executive director, and you'll be hearing from her. Again, Ozark Water Watch is a nonprofit 501c3 organization working to keep our waters clean and clear. And our territory or area is the four lakes, which is Beaver, Table Rock, Lake Tinicomo, and Bull Shoals, and the waters and the streams that drain into them. And it's a huge watershed. It's almost half in Arkansas. It starts in the Boston Mountains south of Fayetteville with the White River, runs up through Beaver Lake, and Beaver Lake flows into Table Rock. We've got the James River coming down from Springfield into Table Rock. And of course, the dam then flows into Lake Tinicomo, which I hear is flowing pretty good today with the rains we've had. They opened a few floodgates. And then, of course, we end up in Bull Shoals. We've had a lot of projects throughout the years and continue to expand. I'm going to briefly go through some of these, and then when I get to the last one I'm going to talk about, although it's not last on this list, is the watershed management plans, because I want to expand on that a little bit. We've been doing the shoreline cleanup. This year will be the 20th year on Table Rock Lake. We started the Tinicomo cleanup, and this year will be the 11th year on Lake Tinicomo. This will be the third year in Bull Shoals. And all three of those lakes, at least portions of them, are in Taney County. We've cleaned up collectively over 4,000 miles of shoreline, removed 334 tons of trash, and recycled around 5,000 tires. So and what we didn't have on there, which we should have, is volunteer hours. It's a really good form for the public to get involved in cleaning up things. They really enjoy it. They bring the family out and they make a day of it, and they are doing their part to help out keep our waters clean. As you probably know, I focused on wastewater, and we've, over the last 20 years, brought almost $5 million in septic remediation, which we fixed failing septic systems, to this area. But a good part of that, our demonstration project back in 2004 actually changed the way we do wastewater or septic tanks in this area and really statewide. And that was, we demonstrated that you really need advanced treatment, aeration or some other advanced treatment, and then you can go to drip irrigation, and you can put that drip irrigation in imported soil. And that's so critical in our area because we don't have enough native soil to allow a septic system to work properly. One or two things happen. Either it surfaces, and then it's smelly, and it runs off and runs right into the waterways or on the neighbor's property. Or, just as bad, it goes straight down in our karst, our limestone cracks, and makes its way into the water supply. And so we discovered and tested and realized that advanced treatment with drip irrigation can solve those problems. We do septic pump outs. We're continuing to do those. A couple of years ago, we also partnered with you guys and gave John, I think he's still up, John's back there, gave him an additional $50 to stretch your funds. I know you do 100% pump outs in Taney County, which is a fantastic program, and I want to commend you for doing that. And so we continue to do pump outs around the area, and we appreciate you guys being part of that. We monitor the waters in both states. We have volunteers, 43 sites that we monitor the water, 90 different volunteers. And really, you've got to have eyes and ears out there to see if there's problems. And those people usually volunteer to monitor streams around their home. And so they are the first line of defense. If they see something going wrong, they'll give us a call and say, hey, there's something wrong in the stream. We need to look at it. Of course, we do public speaking events. We started a clean marina program where the marinas on Table Rock, one on Lake Tenecomo so far, we're working to expand that to Bull Shoals and add additional marinas. They not only do good practices to keep the waters clean, but they educate the people that use their facilities and rent slips, and they will educate those people on not to dump oil or gas in the water and not to do other things that might harm our waterways. Again, I'm going to go back to watershed management plans in a second, but we do the weekly newsletter, about 2,700 subscribers. With our Facebook posts, we probably reach around 14,000 people a week. If you're not on my newsletter list, I'm not sure if all of you guys are, but just give me a holler and I can get you on there. I write a weekly newsletter that goes out every Monday morning. We're very active making a presence in Jeff City, not only with our legislators, but our regulatory partners, Department of Natural Resources. We work close with Missouri Department of Conservation. You probably see a lot of my newsletters. They pick them up and put them in the Branson Daily News a lot. So I appreciate them doing that. And, of course, I'm president of Ozarks Environmental Services. We're operating around 140 water, drinking water, and wastewater systems for our customers. They are a nonprofit charitable organization also. And Ozark Clean Water Company that has about 2,650 connections, we own systems. And so I think you're probably most familiar maybe with those different things. What I wanted to spend a few minutes on is we're doing watershed management plans. We're probably going to finish one in Table Rock Lake, but Lake Tenecomo, as you know, was built over 100 years ago. And at that time, the engineers said in 100 years, Lake Tenecomo was going to fill up with sediment. And then it's had its useful life. Well, if you have been on Lake Tenecomo lately, it's filling up with sediment. There's places it's hard to even get a boat through. We did a survey last September, August or September, to try to see where all the trash was. There were places we had to raise the boat motor up to even to clear it of all the weeds growing, aquatic weeds. Those aquatic weeds are growing in that sediment. The sediment's coming down from Turkey Creek, Roark, Bull Creek, and it's wrecking havoc on the lake. There's no easy answer to the problem. One thing is you got to go up on these streams and you have to do your best to put in best management practices to stop the sediment. That's expensive. But that's something that needs done. But what do we do about all the sediment in the lake? Ultimately, you got to dredge it. And dredging is a messy process. but it can be done. I was at a seminar here a few months ago, and this company has big bladders. I'm talking maybe an eighth of a mile long. They're huge bladders, and you pump the dredge material in these bladders, and they allow the liquid to go out but not the sediment, and you can form islands or barriers, and you leave them in place. You don't have to haul that sediment off. That's just one example of the different things that can be done. So we started looking, Ozark Water Watch started trying to, can we get some people interested in this project? And what we ran into, the first thing they said, we can't talk to you until you have a plan. You have to have a plan in place. And that's called a watershed management plan. Department of Natural Resources has given verbal approval to that plan. In fact, it should be signed within the next month. That's going to be a project to develop a plan. It's not our plan. We're a facilitator. We've partnered with Missouri State University. It's ORI, Ozarks Environmental and Water Resources Institute. They're going to be leading the charge. They're going to do all the modeling and testing and writing of the plan. What Ozark Water Watch is going to do is get the stakeholders together. And so it's going to be the people that live and work and own property around Taney Como come together and say, what do we need to do? What's our problems? How do we solve them? How can we ensure this lake does not become a wetland that you can't put a boat in, that ultimately when you get enough aquatic vegetation in is going to stink and be an eyesore? We've got to preserve our fishery, our tourism, and the lake. So that's what the plan is going to focus on. It's going to take about 3 years. A component of that is going to, DNR wants some demonstration projects. We're going to go up Bull Creek on the Lewis Conservation Area and partner with Department of Conservation and Department of Natural Resources, do some tree plantings and some stream bank restoration. That's a demonstration of what can be done. We're also going to partner with City of Branson, put some porous pavement in on a trail system. And so we're excited about those. But the big thing is to get the plan done. Then we all come together and say, okay, let's see if we can get some people in Washington interested in helping us fix this problem. There's money out there. There's money with USDA. There's money with EPA. You just have to have the project and go to them and say, listen, this is a viable project. So that's what we're really going to try to focus on. We would love if at least one of you would want to come and be part of the stakeholders group and be help us in that process. Of course, we're going to reach out to the cities and the regulatory community, the businesses, whoever else would want to serve, and we're going to work together to try to figure out if we can truly pull this off. It'll be a big project, but I've always been one to think big. If you don't think big, you never get there. So anyway, that kind of concludes. I'm sorry we haven't been here talking to you guys more often. We'd like to come back at least once a year and give you an update. And I know everybody comes with their hand out wanting funding, and I'm not going to do that directly other than to say Tabor Rock Lake Water Quality 20 years ago did go to Stone County and say, would you like to contract with us for water quality education and activities? And they've funded Tabor Rock Lake Water Quality and now Ozark Water Watch for 20 years to the tune of $10,000 a year. We're nonprofit. We survive off of donations and grants and contracts. So if you could help us out. But when we get to this watershed management plan, and if we get into remediation, we'll definitely need your help and support in many ways to pull all this off. And I think it's going to be exciting. Now, I'll be quiet and see if you've got any